can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, September 4th, 2024, episode 103.
Curry and the Keeper.
And hello, my queen of the tropical scene.
I thought you were going to say Mexico scene.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's tropical, baby. It's tropical.
Ole.
Ole.
What are the waiters calling you here?
Langusta.
Langusta. Lobster.
Hey, cheers me, baby. Cheers. Let's cheers right away.
We got plastic cups, though.
All right,
plastic cups. We are drinking, what are we drinking, babe?
We are drinking margaritas.
Margaritas.
I put it in the show notes. You can see the picture of the plastic cup. And we had these made to go right after our dinner. Let me say something.
It's been tequila of choice this week.
Ah, here we are in a hotel room.
Yes.
Once again, we have built a studio. You wouldn't know it if we just said we were at home.
Yeah.
No. You wouldn't know any difference.
No, no. I'm curious how it's going to sound. Do you think it'll sound good?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Doesn't it sound good in your head?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because it all sounds good in my head after all those tequilas. Baby.
Yes.
All day long, I've been saying it. I just got to say it again. You are so beautiful.
Aww.
You are so cute.
I'm a little sun-kissed, aren't I?
You are sun-kissed.
Yes.
I am.
And blonder hair. My hair is turning blonder.
Yes. I'm sun-roasted.
Yes.
Basically.
You're like a roasted red pepper.
All right. So we got to go back. We got to go back after the last show because
yes.
we had our show on Wednesday and I was completely oblivious to what was going on.
A lot has happened since last Wednesday. Yes.
And what really happened
but
go ahead.
We did talk about you. Oh, we talked about you putting the grill together.
Well, we always got to talk about me.
Yes.
Obviously.
But you also mentioned to me that Annette had commented how.
Well, you mean on Living Up in a Down World podcast?
How she was surprised that you knew how to use a wrench.
She couldn't.
And she still doesn't believe that you could put stuff together. Like, does she know that you invented podcasting?
I didn't use a wrench for that.
Oh.
By the way, I've changed that now. I've changed it to I discovered it.
Oh, you discovered
it's it's a little different. I discovered it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because God, basically.
God had it ready, and I just had to I just had to bump into it.
But because I called you a princess, so.
Oh, no, this is totally. You have completely ruined everyone's perception of me. They think I'm just some rich little princess boy.
Although, you know, you did try to fix the sprinkler thing and you put that like that insulated housing over it.
Yeah.
I saw it blowing around in the yard before we left.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? Did you take the tape off?
No, I didn't.
Because I put the tape all the way around. Our sprinkler somehow was overheating.
We have a timer, yeah.
The whole thing sucks. We need a different solution for that. In general, I'm pretty good with doing things around the house.
You attached it with duct tape. Like...
That's what duct tape is for. Duct
you
tape
are. We have built things together. And people may not know this, but before we got married, remember what we built together?
No.
That was our marriage counseling. We built together, a 3,000-piece
Lego roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Yeah. Together we built it.
And it was pretty good.
Yes.
And it was more like a test of marriage.
And it worked great. It worked great.
What happened to that thing? You gave it away?
Oh, I gave it away, yeah.
Yeah, the cars actually ran around and everything?
Anyway, yes, you can do things. So that's funny that, and because it's my fault because I called you princess and she thinks that you don't know how to use a screwdriver or a wrench.
I mean,
or a drill.
I'm sure.
And you know how to use a drill.
I have a feeling Jimmy was also a little surprised that I just dove right in like, okay, you hold this. I'm going to screw these screws in. He was the one that kept saying, hold on a second. We need a glass of wine.
I know. He's very, very handy. Like
he
can,
very handy.
Yes, he puts up ceiling fans and puts things together all the time. And
so anyway, back to
me. Okay, so that was in my notes that she was surprised that you could yield.
But that is your fault, obviously. And for sure.
I apologize.
If I can have someone come and do it for me. Yeah, I love that. But
yes.
I can take a Volkswagen engine out by myself within 20 minutes.
Can you put it back in?
I need someone to help me with that.
Okay.
But it can be done. It takes about an hour. Yeah.
So anyway, so the big thing, okay, so that was, so I wanted to bring that up because that was funny how you had said that they had talked about it. It's the first thing on my list about the.
Other than that, it's a great podcast, Living Up in a Down World.
We recommend you listen to it.
Yes, definitely.
Although I have not listened to the latest episode yet.
I heard it, but I don't want to blow it because they talk about some of the things that we're about to talk about.
Okay. Well, the big thing was, both of my daughter Ellen arrived on Thursday, so she's my oldest daughter, and then my youngest daughter Elise had been with us all summer, and so I had planned for us to. What are you doing?
No, I got a timeout. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I had planned your birthday celebration because we were heading to Mexico. Yes. And so I told you that I was going to plan something with me, you, Ellen, and Elise, and Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Here's what I heard.
Yes.
I thought we were going to go to Cabernet Grill and just have
a
nice...
I never said Cabernet Grill.
Somehow, because that's where we were last year. So I had this whole repeat in my mind. Like, we're going to go to Cabernet Grill. It's going to be fantastic. Uh-huh. Same that we had last year. And I think you at one point said, you know, just the people you love. I'm like, yeah, just the people I love. Got Alan and Elise and Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette. And then I thought, you know, maybe because that's where we met the Paul. Oil Baron Paul and Ashley last year.
So, yes.
And I knew that they were in town. So I thought, maybe you invited them. That would be a nice surprise.
Yes.
That's all I knew.
Yes.
That's all I knew.
And so I get you in the car and we're driving and Pastor Jimmy texts you. Yeah. We've arrived. ETA.
I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm blindfolded. I didn't know where I'm going at
this point. You're blindfolded and you're texting.
I didn't even know where I was going at this point. And then we're driving down Main Street, which was already odd because even I know to get to Cabernet Grill, you don't go down Main
Street.
That is
so funny. You thought we were going to Cabernet Grill.
I really did. Yeah. And then you said, we're going to have a little glass of champagne at Six Twists. I'm like, oh, that's how
nice. I said,
nice.
We're going to start the evening with a glass of champagne.
And that's where I thought, oh, Paul and Ashley are here. And Pastor Jimmy and Damon, and it's going to be great. And I'm like, this will be fun. We'll have a nice little glass of champagne in that back room. I'm like, fantastic.
Yes.
And then...
So I had to think about this.
In hindsight,
yes,
there's a lot of things that I missed.
Okay.
A lot of little things.
Okay, okay.
Such as we're walking from the car, you dropped the girls off.
I dropped them off at the corner because I said, Pastor Jimmy and Annette are in there. I want them to go ahead and get in there with them.
Yeah.
Yes. And the reason I did that is because I needed to get them through the door before you went through the door.
Yes. Because in case you didn't know, there was a big surprise party.
Yes.
With 60 people. was completely, completely unexpected.
Yes.
And so here's one of these. There's a lot of little moments that I missed. And as we're walking from the car to the door, you say, I love you. And I was like, what is this? What is this?
Why I tell you I love you all the time.
Yeah, but it was not a typical moment. Like,
No.
In hindsight, now I understand because you were just super excited. So, and then you like rush ahead of me.
I didn't rush ahead of you. I grabbed the door handle.
I'm still blowing out my last vape. You know me. It's like, oh, one more vape before I go in.
I know.
And then because I want to open the door for you. And then the door opens and it's surprise.
And I stepped aside. I had to step aside because I was talking to Karen about it. And I said, there's no way he'll walk in before me. No way. That's just not who Adam is.
No way. I hold the door open.
Yes. Yeah. And so you walked in and you were completely surprised.
So it was like this funnel of people. And I wish you could see it from my perspective. If you've ever had a surprise party, which I've never had, by the way.
Either.
Thank you.
I haven't either.
Never.
I haven't either.
Right.
It's okay.
It's okay. Did you hear that? Hear what that meant?
No, I don't care. I don't care about that. I really don't.
And I immediately, so Pastor Jimmy's there. He immediately jumps, you know, hugs me.
He got everybody to be quiet.
Yes.
Yes. Like was telling everybody, calm down.
And I'm looking at this like V formation of people. I see balloons and I'm like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. What? I see all these people who are clearly from out of state.
Yes.
And from clear across the country.
Yes, yes.
And I see people from California and from Indiana. And, of course, there's our church people and our friends.
And Charles. Lives in Tennessee. Does he live in Tennessee?
And I just realized, whoa, this is bigger than I thought it was. And then also my whole dental team is there. It's like, it was... You blew me away with this. And then there's a DJ and there's food and there's champagne for people. I'm like, what is going on here?
I know. I was so happy.
After an hour, even when we got home, I still had to decompress.
Yes.
It was so amazing. Yes. You are Proverbs 31 wife right there. Right there. Right there.
Well, the thing is, did you see me jumping up and down?
Yes,
when
I did. Everybody saw that.
I was so happy that I was able to surprise you. And Annette was convinced I couldn't keep a secret. I don't know, other than of the thing with Elise, which I didn't tell Elise about Mackenzie. And I don't know why she thinks that I can't keep a secret.
It doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm why?
Because for the same reason I was saying on the show, you can't keep a secret. People hear the show and
both of you wrong. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. Although I'm very concerned now because you would be an outstanding secret agent. In fact, now I'm kind of worried that you aren't my handler somehow. And this whole marriage thing is just set up so that you can control the content I put out on No Agenda.
That's definitely. Yes. That's definitely
yes. You're a KGB agent.
Hardly.
Because we don't have secrets. We do not keep secrets from each other. So
that was the hardest part for me.
Must have been very, very hard
for
you.
It was. And there were certain times when I almost talked about it just because I was planning it and I had to remember.
Like, oh, by the way.
Yeah. And that was the hardest part. And people were checking in on me a few days.
People brought gifts.
I know.
I mean, I got I still have to figure out, I got to send out thank you cards. It was just so much.
Yeah.
And so apparently you'd been working on this for over months. 2 months.
Yeah, months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And oh man,
I know
what a surprise. Thank you. This really made, I thought you're taking me to Mexico. That's it. That's great.
That was the distraction.
I'll tell you,
throwing the surprise party for you brought me so much joy because it made you so happy to see all these people who came out who love you and wanted to celebrate with you. And I love that. I am a thoughtful gift giver.
Yes, you are.
I really am. I think about the person. Mm-hmm. I think about what they would like.
Yep.
And it brings me so much joy to do stuff like that. And so I'm glad that you were really happy.
There were so many fantastic moments. I love that everybody knew their nicknames. Hey, so you're the blood diamond smuggler. Yeah, I'm the international arms dealer. Wait a minute, I'm Maverick. I'm Hollywood. Hey, I'm the former New York banker. I'm the oil baron.
Everybody was like,
so that's you. Oh, okay. So everyone started to connect
people
the dots.
People were like, oh, that's Hollywood. Oh, that's Hollywood. Yeah, I can see why you call them Hollywood. Yeah. No, it was fun. And Dame Christina great. Pearl and Charlie were there.
And they
came so
from
happy.
Indiana. Oh, I know. It was amazing.
And Tim and Kim from
New York.
Austin.
Yeah. Former New York banker.
Yes. And Mark Hall and Gene and all the people that just love you so much.
The Duke
much.
Of Texas, yes.
And Pastor Jimmy said something really nice about all the different worlds colliding. No Agenda, Curing the Keeper, Bridge, Friends. Yep. I mean, it's just amazing how everybody came out to celebrate you because everybody loves you, babe.
I was just thinking that 60 would just kind of pass on by.
No.
You did not let that happen.
No, I did not.
Thank you.
I loved what I said in my little speech.
You did. You gave a little speech.
Said how, and I was, my thought for sure I was going to lose my voice, but how, how you're one of the most, and I can't remember my words exactly, like generous, kind, loving human beings I've ever met.
Keep going.
And
there was a little more there.
And how I said how I loved how God had written you into everybody's story that was at that party. And I said, and to credit my daughter, Elise, that your glass is never half empty and it's never half full. It's always filled with champagne.
Boom.
Yes. I know. I told Elise I was going to steal that from her.
It was. And you hired Chuck as the DJ.
Yes. Yes.
And
who gave you a really nice devotional book?
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
He was very honored that I called him.
Well, he's an 80s guy. He's an 80 MTV viewing guy.
He remembers meeting you at Piccolina when they had the grand opening.
Because he was spinning records.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like vinyl. And I went up and said, hey, man, I really love the tunes you're playing. Because I'm a DJ. I love the tunes you're playing. Because it's vinyl. That's awesome. And so we just chatted for a little bit. And then all of a sudden he was there. playing vinyl, doing all awesome 80s songs. It was, and they had Bobby and Melissa from Six Swiss. They had MTV videos playing
up on the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had a YouTube channel of MTV videos playing.
That's so cool.
Headbangers Ball stuff.
He did a great job. And I got a lot of compliments that the party was a lot of fun.
Dawn did the, you know, these are all friends of ours. Yes. Dawn did the catering.
Dawn got the photographer for me because I had to get a photographer.
Thank you.
Because Elise was like, I'll take pictures. I'm like, no.
On her 35 millimeter Kodak Instamatic. So I hope
this was the most fun party you've ever had. So that's
it. Was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I was really proud of myself that I kept it quiet.
Yes.
Like, even though people were checking in on me that day, and I'm like, my heart, I gotta calm down.
I'm telling you, I'm concerned that you could keep something like that secret from me. And you kept saying, no, Adam would tell me if he knew.
Oh, and here was the thing. I thought I knew you would find this funny. So Andrea and I were the ones that went to Six Twist months ago, and we talked to Melissa and Bobby. And so we went back there a couple times. We went back there and I was just kind of like talking to them about different logistics. And we were talking about like, should we, you know, what kind of wines, you know, what kind of budget do you have? And that's when Andrea said, well, how about if you give everybody two drink tickets and then anything beyond that, they could buy their own. I looked at her, I go, Adam Curry would never, ever allow me to do that. He would be mortified. I go, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it was great, babe.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That was really one to remember.
You are so welcome.
One for the books.
You're so welcome.
And I can't wait to see the pictures.
Me too.
I thought you had three photographers.
No.
She was everywhere.
Yeah, she did a really good job. Yeah, it was fun.
So anyway, so then we had a very hectic weekend.
Well, then Saturday was busy.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we had, we had preparing for the girls to leave.
Well, no, Saturday was big for Charles.
Yeah, no, I said,
okay.
But all of this was happening. We're preparing for the girls to leave on Sunday. And Charles Mayfield, the Lard King, Pharaoh.life, we've talked about him on the show before. So he actually had to be very quiet for several months because he not only wanted to come to the party and he couldn't talk about it, but he also wanted Pastor Jimmy to baptize him. And it's great because Charles has been an important part of my journey.
I know.
When I went to White Oak Pastures in Bluffton, Georgia, for the Texas Slims Beef Initiative meetup, or it wasn't a meetup, they call it the mini, whatever it is. And on Sunday morning, there was scheduled a men's devotional, and Charles was doing it. And even though, you know, I was doing the show from there, so I'd kind of started to prep, like, I want to go see this, because we just started on our faith journey. And it was really impactful for me.
I remember because you came home and told me he had such an impact on you.
Yes.
And you also said he was a very handsome man.
He's a handsome man. It's before the mustache. He's a handsome man. And he's a really interesting guy. And it really, impacted me.
Yes.
Especially, you know, it was mainly men there. It was meant for men, but it was just mainly men. There were women there too, but it was just, he did such a good job. And it was kind of the first time that I was around a lot of men and we were praying, and it was like a very masculine,
I remember,
manly, spiritual type thing.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we hosted Charles for dinner.
And so for him then to invite us, and he had Brett and Harry and their girlfriends,
the Meat Mafia
boys,
mm-hmm.
and Pastor Jimmy baptized him in their pool.
Yes.
What a special moment.
I know.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I felt very honored to be there.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And then I spent hours prepping for the show.
No, we went to the winery.
Right. We went to the winery.
With David and Lisa Foley, and then with Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Grand Duke David Foley.
Yeah, we were there for, I don't know, two or three hours. Yeah. So it was a busy, busy Saturday.
It was crazy.
And then we were getting ready because my girls were leaving on Sunday. So Elise had been with us since end of June, and she was getting ready to head back to New York, and her older sister was getting ready to head back to Chicago. So that was kind of teary.
Yeah, and then we had to throw Phoebe into the gulag too.
Well, let me get back to the teary part.
I'm sorry, I was at the teary part.
Right,
that
over
was
that.
The teary part. Phoebe has to go.
You were doing the show when I dropped Phoebe off. But no, I mean, I adore my daughters, and Elise and I had so many precious little moments throughout the summer, and I feel so blessed that that I got to take care of her. But yeah. It started to hit me at church. I just started to cry at church.
I saw
yeah.
her.
Yeah. I just started to cry at church because I miss her, you know.
So. I missed her.
Yeah.
You know,
she adores
we had,
you too,
we had a great time.
You
we
did.
Had a good time.
I know you did.
And she's my source of Zoomer information. Yes. So now that's gone. I yes. can't just say, hey, you know, like very, very demure, very mindful.
Yes.
Give me some more information.
She's given you a lot of
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, she has.
So, yeah. So it was, you know, I love my girls, you know, and I have a lot of compassion for them. They have their own trials and tribulations and joys and, sure. you know, and I have a lot of compassion for them and I adore them. So it was hard to say goodbye, but it was nice to sort of get our house back. But then, so they left and I was getting ready for the trip because I had to pack us up and I had to drop the Feedmeister at the gulag mm-hmm. at Paws and Claws. And when I took her in there, she was actually smiling.
I know that
she
warmed
smiling.
My heart when you told me that.
And I did whisper in her ear, we're not abandoning you.
Yes, that's the most
but
important.
Your dad couldn't come because he has to work.
That's the only thing I don't like. I just don't like dropping her off somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
She'll remember us because remember when she was at the trainers
I
for
know,
3 weeks.
I know.
She'll be happy to
I
see
know.
Us.
I just want to.
Yeah. So we got up early, got picked up at 5:15
yes.
a.m. Monday morning and headed to the airport. And we had travel favor from our door.
We did. All the
to
way
the
here.
Door of this hotel. Mm-hmm. And so we, when we got to Mexico, we were the first line. We were the first in the customs line.
Yes.
Except there were some young kids from Canada that they were not going to let in.
Well, I think they were Chinese from Canada. Or
yeah.
Something
and
like
they didn't have something and they were.
Yeah. Like papers. Yeah. Proper papers. Now you can't come in.
Yeah, yeah. So we got through customs really quickly and then we went and waited for our luggage and I turn to you and I said, wouldn't it be perfect if our luggage came out first?
Boom. First two pieces. First two pieces off the belt.
Boy, God has blessed us with travel favor. Yeah. It has been great.
It has been.
And then, yeah, we got in the car and we came to this absolutely beautiful, beautiful resort outside of Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
The check-in process was, I've never had this before. So we pull up in the car. They greet us with this, I don't know, this beautiful fermented pineapple.
Tequila.
Cocktail.
Yes.
We're
hello.
Like, yes.
Your vacation starts here, Sir Adam.
And they're like, this is your, I don't remember what they called him, but it's like your own personal concierge who took us up immediately to our room, mm-hmm. showed us, he checked us in
yeah.
in our room. And then showed us all the entire room.
But this is a pretty new place. So
it's only not even 2 years old.
They're really laying it on. And of course, I'm sure that they know that the famous Curry and the Keeper show is being produced here.
Well, Aunt Thea, yeah. I'm telling you, if you want to plan a vacation, seamless luxury travel, Aunt Thea, she is your go-to girl. So we walk in the door. We're blown away by the beautiful room. And there's all these balloons I posted on Instagram. A big number 60 for yeah. Adam's birthday. There's wine and yeah. cheese and fruit.
It's been nonstop. Nonstop fantastic.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And we were just like, oh my gosh, this is just so, so beautiful.
All the way to the point where last night I'm like, okay, I have actually for the first time in a long time overeaten. I am a bloated seal. I need to
we
stop.
We need to club you.
I need to stop now. I need to stop.
Well, yeah, because
eating.
Of the shirt. You said I sabotaged you with your shirt. So I packed
Oh, no. Stop. This is the only thing I had on my list that I wanted to talk about, and you already took it from me.
I didn't know if you were going there or not, because you're kind of taking a while.
So Tina gives me this shirt.
Well,
so
no.
Here, put on that shirt.
I know. Wait a minute. Back up. Skirt.
You sabotaged me. Shirt sabotage. Here, honey, try this shirt. Oh, it doesn't close well anymore, does it? Huh, that's too bad. Gee, I wonder, maybe you put on a few pounds.
That is...
Followed by, no, now you're just normal. Okay, all right.
Wait a minute.
We know what's going on here.
Wait a minute. What?
We know what's happening here. Listen, yeah, wait a minute. Listen. Nothing, wait a minute.
Listen, I packed for you. I packed everything for you, and we tried on your shorts, right? You tried on your shorts.
Yeah, no, the shorts
And then
were
I said,
good.
Should I take your short sleeve shirts? And you said, yeah. So I packed them, not knowing that they didn't fit you.
Here's the
and
best part.
And you look a little bit like a sausage in a casing.
Okay, there it is. And so when I put it on, you actually doubled over in laughter. It's like, The double standard between men and women is outrageous. And by the way, I start the show. You look so beautiful. You're so cute in these outfits. Let's not talk about the, you know, the taking off your bathing suit and you're like skinning a seal.
Oh my gosh. So I bought this one piece. I have a couple one piece bathing suits. When you get those things wet, it's like trying to get them off. Yeah. Do you have to go to the bathroom? Is like skinning a seal. I'm not kidding you. Yes. Anyway, I just packed them because I thought that they fit. I didn't. When you tried it on, I'm sorry. I chuckled. I'm sorry. You chuckled too. Because you think.
I chuckled because I'm writing it down like, okay, girl. I'm talking about this on the show.
Oh.
You know it.
Anyway.
We've had a lot of God moments though on this trip and being here. Just the awesomeness of nature, because it's right on, there's a beach here, the little cove.
Yes.
And it's, is it west? Is that the?
Yes. Yeah. So we watch the sun go down.
Beautiful sunset, and there's really loud, obnoxious birds, and there's just all this fantastic foliage. And we stand, when we pray before dinner, which is always kind of an outside setting, we just are so grateful for the divineness of this beauty that God has created, that we have just been plopped right in the middle of here. It's so fantastic.
It's so gorgeous. But I love the morning ritual we've established. So they said, okay, we can have coffee delivered every morning for you at 8 o'clock. We're like, okay.
Like I opened the door, 7:59. Oh, hi. Oh, there it is. Perfect.
I know. And so I go and work out and Adam's here in the room and, when I come back, you're on the balcony doing your Bible study, and I grab my Bible. I brought my Bible, my 5-pound Bible.
Yes, yes. And can I just back up for 1 second?
Yes.
Interrupt this God moment.
Okay.
Sorry, God. Tina's packing. And there's this very awkward moment where I'm like, can we take the big suitcase and the medium suitcase? So we have a suitcase set, big, medium, small. And Tina is, no, we can fit it into the big one and the little one. I'm like, but you know, what difference does it make? No, it's the principle of it. If I can fit it into the big one and the little one, and this goes on for quite a while. And I kind of put my foot down, like, the medium one is here.
No, I said to you, I go, look, I'm going to call you out on this one. I'm taking control. We're doing the small one.
No. And I'm like, no, we're doing, what difference? What is your problem with having a little extra room in the suitcase? Just for, in case, you know, you want to buy a bag. Oh, you bought a bag. Hello, beaches. It says hola, beaches.
Hola, beaches. Hola, beaches.
You buy a bag, maybe a hat, you know, something else. It's like, then you have some room. But you have this, it is a true, it's beautiful, but it's an odd obsession of, I need to get it into the big one and the little one. There will be no medium suitcases in our life.
I have luggage issues. I have luggage issues.
And this is part of the reason why you're called the keeper, because you're such a good packer. But what is your
I don't know.
Aversion to taking, it's a little extra room. See, it's going to be sloshing around in there. It's going to be moving around. It's my slippers. My slippers are happy having some room. You are an odd duck when it comes to that. It's really interesting.
I don't understand it. No. I don't know.
You kind of get worked up about it. I don't understand.
I don't like just, having empty space in a suitcase. It seems wasteful.
It's wasteful. Right. The airline's like, oh man, it's that Tina Curry again. She took the medium suitcase. The weight and balance is all off now. We don't have that little one.
I have luggage issues. I don't know. I don't know. I need help. I'll seek help.
No, you don't. It's beautiful. It's just one of the many reasons I love you so much.
Anyway, but we settled on the large and the medium.
Yes, we did. Like, look, man. Like, I got lots of stuff I can take now. I want to put my slippers in. I was always taking my bathrobe. I should have thrown that in there. By the way, if there's anything wrong here.
It's miniature bathrobes for Adam Curry.
No, it's miniature. Even for you, it's a miniature bathrobe.
Look, it fits me better.
It doesn't even close around my waist. It's like,
and it's really short.
Yes, it's like short shorts. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. It's like, this is a great hotel. Who decided on that? And clearly a dude designed the bathroom, which is phenomenal, but the light is coming from the top. Even I know this is not, you need the light coming from behind the mirror so you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
That and the towel's not very soft.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything else is great.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of contemplating leaving a review. It's like, I don't really want to slam anything.
But if
they improve those three things, particularly the bathrobe, I mean,
I know it's pretty funny on you.
Yeah. It's like, what were you thinking?
And then you wore the slippers, which are like flip flops.
Yeah, flip-flops. I'm like, no,
like rattan flip flops. I'm like, no. Dude, you have your Uggs that you wanted me to pack in the medium suitcase, and you have the rattan.
I'm like, you're right. These things are horrible. I'm taking them off. There's no good.
No, it's but like, I mean, those are. I mean, other than that, everything else has been phenomenal. It's been great.
Yeah. And the food, and it's very, I mean,
it's farm to table.
I have to say, the prices are decent.
Yeah.
I mean, we're paying less here for food than in Fredericksburg, for sure. For sure. Like, this is good.
Yeah.
And they just keep, we're the only people here, basically.
I mean, we have no almost, one else here. There was another couple at the pool, but other than that, there's hardly anybody here. And the weather has been perfect. I mean, it can be really...
It's totally off season. So.
Yes, it's off season, but it's partly sunny, which is fine for us.
84 degrees.
And you are like red as a lobster. So
after the first day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Another hilarious moment for you.
I'm just getting darker and darker.
Yeah.
I'm getting darker. But in the pool, so we're sitting there by the pool yesterday and you look over. And there's an iguana.
And I saw him plop go in, and then five seconds later, he plops up on the other side.
And it was like, oh.
But the most beautiful green. You see how green he was?
Yes, very green.
Great color.
And then, so I was chatting it up with this woman, this couple from California.
Cassandra.
No, Marcella.
Yeah. Yes, same thing. Marcella and Ivan.
Ivan. And so she goes, Cassandra. Yes. She goes, do you see the iguana? And I said, yes. And she goes, my husband got bit by a crab yesterday. I go, what?
In the pool.
She goes, the crab was in the pool. So she goes, she walks to the ledge and she picks it up with her hands and brings it over to me.
It was dead.
It was a good sized crab, though.
Yeah, no, that could pinch you good.
How did that thing get in the pool?
He sidestepped.
So we went up to the swim up bar where we get our drink of choice. By the way,
we need that at home. We need a swim up bar.
We need a whole new pool.
No, we do not.
If you're going to want a swim up bar.
No, that's not going to happen. I can just throw some of my bar stools in there. That'll be fine. Bar stools and a little wood thing.
Yeah, I said, whoever invented this is a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Swim up bar. Yeah. But we're sitting there. We're ordering our drink of choice, tequila with guava, simple syrup, and
whatever,
something else. I don't know. And a flour. They throw flour in there.
Throw a little orchid. Flour. Yeah, boom.
And good I look go. Down. I go, oh my gosh, there's a crab by your foot. There was another crab in the pool.
Yeah, it's nature, babe. It's nature.
Yeah. It was dead, though. Instead. But the pool, I mean, there's three levels of this pool and it's, oh my gosh, it's stunning. But I love that there's nobody here. I love it. I'm just, like, stay away.
Just you, me and God, baby.
Yeah. I love it. So yeah. And so we still have several more days. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you're doing the show.
I am doing the show.
And I have a spa appointment. And
although
then just,
it was kind of interesting because I did have, on Tuesday, I had one Zoom call, which is I got to do the Zoom call. It's important. And it was going to be an hour.
This ties into my God shot.
Okay, good. And it went a little long, it went a half hour longer. But after, you know, it's like 11:30 to 12 or 10:30 to 11:30 and 11:41, bling text message. I'm lonely.
No.
Frowny face. Wait, emoji.
No, I said, are you done?
No, are you coming?
Are you
not? Are you done? Are you coming? I'm lonely, frowny face. I'm like, wow, man. It's like, I'm coming already.
You said, I'm just about done.
Yeah.
And you didn't come for another half hour.
No, 15 minutes.
I got it.
Yeah, 15.
I got receipts. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter.
But
I was lonely.
And for a moment there, I was like, I was feeling... Oh man, I feel bad, and I'm like, no, this it's okay. We'll be okay.
We were we're okay. We're all gonna be this okay. ties right into my God shot.
Do you want to do your God shot? You
no, not yet. Oh, no, I want to talk about your birthday dinner last night.
Okay.
So we had a really nice dinner at the restaurant here. We told everybody it was your birthday.
Yeah.
So when we were at the pool, Mario, who was helping us, brought you. He's like, I want to bring him a dessert. Yesterday
oh, yeah.
at the pool.
Oh, yeah. Which was birthday. A s'mores brownie.
And I'm like, he's like, which one would he like? And I'm like, which one would I like? Let's get the s'mores brownie.
Exactly. I want the s'mores. Yes, he would like the s'mores brownie, please. Which, of course, I wound up eating the whole thing. This yeah. is why I was so stuffed.
And yes. Then we had dinner reservations at 7, and we knew we wanted to try the fish.
Yeah, it's this pink snapper, and it's a huge fish. I mean, it's big.
Yes.
And you could have fed a family of four.
Oh, for sure.
We tried to get through it. I really did my best. And then they came out with a tres leches.
No. Before we even started dinner, they came out with a bottle of Tattinger for you.
Yeah. Like, oh,
they're like, here, this is from
the hotel.
Yes. Yeah. We were like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We drank that up.
They must be very, very desperate.
No, I think they're just being kind.
They are.
So then we had this big, we had an appetizer and then we had the big fish.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they bring out this
Roman candle.
With a piece of, in a tres leches cake. Yeah. It was so sweet.
It was.
And we were all so sang. Full as it was.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to eat this cake now. That was great.
It was nice. Did you have a good birthday?
Baby, it's like nonsense. Can you stop already with the
birthday? Yeah, I got money in the bank, baby. I got money in the bank.
Huh? I say, oh, okay, would you like a surprise party? That's not for me to say.
What?
I said, would you like a surprise party?
No.
That's not for me to say.
No, I don't want. I don't. No, okay. I love, you do so much for
How
me.
How about when you're 70?
No. When you... Gosh, well, you do so much for me. You are so kind and generous. I love. It brings me a lot of joy to celebrate you a lot.
You did me good,
and
baby.
That's why I do these things because I love you.
And thank you for bringing in all of these friends. All of really,
they all wanted to come.
Really, all my loved ones.
I was really hoping Dave Jones was going to come in, but he couldn't make it.
There's no way he could come. Yeah. I understood that.
Yeah,
already. And of course Dvorak. He's not going to come.
Whatever. Guy doesn't even respond. Yeah. So for the rest of the week while we're here, so tomorrow you're doing the show. You're not doing the show on Friday with Dave, are you?
I am.
You are?
Yeah. Of course we are. This is an important show.
Oh.
This is a working vacation, darling.
Oh.
It's only 2 hours.
No, it's always more than 2 hours, but okay. I'll just hang out at the
you
pool
see,
with
this
the iguanas.
This is what I deal with. This is what I have to deal with.
I didn't know that, but yeah. Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Yes, and then guess what? On Sunday, I do another show.
Well, we had plans on Friday. We're doing a tequila tasting.
Yeah, but that's in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be done.
I think
by...
it's Friday. I'm not sure.
I'll be done by 2 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what we have planned.
I'm sorry. It's podcasting 2.0. It's not a podcast. It's a board meeting. Yes. You do not understand how important this is.
Okay. It's fine. I just didn't know.
It's fine. Thanks.
I just didn't know. That's
I told
all.
You. No, you.
No, you did not
I
tell
sure
me.
I sure did. I should. I'm just
Adam
doing.
Curry?
I'm doing the regular shows. Tina Curry. I said, doing the regular show. I have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm taking shows off when we go to Italy at the end of the year.
Okay.
The continuity of the show is what keeps it going.
I know. You're big.
This is all I do. I don't have an office.
Okay.
I don't have a boss.
Okay.
This is all I do.
All right.
It's important.
I'll just read my book.
What?
Just read my book. Listen to my podcast.
There's a couple of things you need to put in your book. You know what I'm saying? Remember what I told you? We talked about that. Those things need to be in the book.
Okay.
Okay. Now your God shot?
Sure.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
God shot, Mexican style.
Okay. This relates to you working, on this phone call yesterday.
Oh, good. So it will relate to Friday as well.
Yes, it will. This is God driving it home for me. So when you told me it was going to take an hour, I kind of thought an hour, you know, and so then when it was, and I had gone down to the pool at 10:15 and it was, almost 11:45 when I had texted you and said, are you done? I'm lonely. And so what I felt immediately, I was, when I didn't hear from you immediately, and then you told me that you weren't, you were finishing up, which I knew, you know, who knows how long that could take. So immediately it took me back to my past. And I was married to a man who was a workaholic. And I was always alone. And it took me back there. And I started to get upset. And I realized that it was the enemy who was bringing that up, because you are in no way, shape, or form like that. And I had to thank goodness for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was the one that pulled me out of that, knowing that we're here on this beautiful vacation because of what you do for our family, you know, and all the gifts that you bring for our family. And so the God shot was Matthew 4:4, which says, Jesus answered, it is written. This is when he was being tempted by the devil.
Oh, right.
Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so I recognized the attack before it got too bad. And God enabled me to fight back with the truth and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I was, I mean, Satan wanted me to go there and like, look what he's doing. And this is what I know. The stronger that I can get in my faith, the stronger the attacks are coming, because they're coming.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I'm dealing with, you know, I'm dealing with an issue that's been plagueing me for a while, and I just keep, and I know that Satan is like right there just trying to push me. And the stronger the attacks come, the stronger I get with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the way that I do that is I have to be in his word every day, every day, because that's what guides me, period. End of story. I have to. And that's what gets me stronger. And it's able to get me up and out of these situations of immediately going, oh, he's a workaholic too. I remember that, you know, and I am so grateful for the Holy Spirit to guide me, to be my counselor, my intercessor. I am so grateful for that, because I would just spiral into past trauma, and that's where Satan wants me, you know? And so that's what it ties to. And yes, I understand, you know, I understand it's important, and I understand what you do is why we can go on beautiful vacations, and I can throw you a surprise birthday party. And I get that. I understand that.
I love when we do our Bible study together in the morning. We don't do it together, but we do our own thing at the same time. And I love when you share stuff and we share different scriptures and how it relates to our life. And man, if everyone could do that, it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And have you seen just the difference how we are?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I didn't come after you for that, you know, and where before I would have, and you would have gotten defensive, and I would have been in my, you know, like, oh, you're treating me this way. You're making me the bad guy. I mean, we were caught in this.
We would get in some spirals.
Yes. Into spirals. And now we don't do that at all. And then I can come to you. And I said to you yesterday, I said, you know, the enemy came after me. And I told you, it took me back to my past. Yeah. And I told you. So anyway,
now, according to the Dutch gossip press,
you were a
totally a religious freak, and you sucked me in.
Oh, you know what? I think I need to go on that interview with you when you go in Amsterdam, let me set the story straight, because I will. I'll tell those Dutchies.
Believe me,
no, I'm kidding.
That's just the gossip stuff.
No,
the gossip stuff.
No, so. Anyway, so yes, and what I love more than anything is how God just gives me exactly what I need when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
He's working on me. I'm working on something that's, I'm battling, and I've been battling it for a very long time, and I'm not doing something that he wants me to do. And I keep praying about it, and I keep trying to figure out what it is, but I know it's going to happen. I know there's going to be a breakthrough. But I love talking to you about stuff like this.
I love it too, darling. I really do.
So you only had one thing on your list. That's it?
Well, how about the whole party and everything? Oh. I mean, I had every... I mean, I have no complaints. I mean, your list is Adam did this, Adam did that, Adam's no good. Let me check the list.
No, let me look at the newsletter. What did he do?
He's fat.
I never said that, Adam. I never said that.
So I'm going to sabotage him with his shirt. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What else did you have? There was something else in the newsletter. No, you had about the crabs. I remember that.
Yeah. No. We covered it all. I've got I just got my question of the week and we're good to go.
That's good. Well, you know what?
And the margarita's almost done. Yeah, how's yours?
I got about a third left.
Okay, me too.
I think we need to thank some cork soakers because Vineyard Nation has been very kind to us.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
That's right.
We've got to hear from those cork soakers now.
Wow, what did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
You didn't say, what did you say?
What did you say?
What were you distracted by?
I was looking at my phone.
Annette, you texting Annette?
No.
Somebody dude, else. Even I am not on the phone during my podcast. You're sorry. Yeah. He pressed a button. Let me just go look.
Sorry.
What were you looking at?
I was looking at...
That's funny.
Sir Brian with one eye.
This guy...
It's Sir Brian with one eye. He goes, where is the show? Jackie and I are going to end up laying in bed snuggling, waiting for Curry and the Keeper, and I don't want that. That would be torture.
We are an hour earlier here, to be fair about it. Yes. Go to curryandthekeeper.com, learn all about us, see some fun pictures. We have all kinds of things you can look at there, all the back episodes.
Fun pictures.
Yes, fun pictures of us all over the website.
Oh.
We were throwing wine at each other. Remember wine days?
Yeah.
Remember when we used to drink?
I'm drinking, dude.
Yeah, it's margarita from a plastic cup.
I've been drinking tequila all week with you. And we had wine earlier.
From the minute we're in the plane, Tina's like, I'm going to be doing tequila. It's all going to be tequila this, tequila that. I'm like, you had a big mouth.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And?
You've been keeping up to your promise, quite honestly. I'm surprised.
just said I have a big mouth.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. I'm like, wow, okay, she's doing it. Yeah,
now, I've been working out every day, too. Brian goes, Sir Brian with one eye goes, why are you working out? I said, so I can eat and drink.
That's right. And then you say to me, you know, you really should work out. And there it is. So... as a value for value podcast.
Yes.
We love it when you send us a note. You can do anything you want to send some value back to us. Time, talent, treasure. Share the episode with people. Let them know that we have this podcast. We love things in the P.O. box. If you got books or different things that are of interest, we're always love receiving that. Emails. And of course, we love being in the top 10 on the Fountain charts, which means you can use value for value podcast apps. Fountain.fm is a really good one because you can earn little Satoshis that you can then send to us or any of your other favorite podcasts. And you can also send us value through PayPal. And Alexander Meckelholt.
Oh.
Meckelholt came in with 100 euros.
What?
Which is...
He needs to be decanted.
Is that so?
I don't remember.
I guess so. No, I think you're probably
right. You've been decanted.
He says, please credit this donation of 100 euros. Yes, euros. We're Dutch. To my lovely wife, Winnie, a.k.a. the surf chick.
Yes, Winnie.
She absolutely loves your podcast, so some value must flow your way. With lots of love, Sander, a.k.a. the surf chick's husband.
Aww.
So we'll make Winnie the executive producer of this episode. Thank you very much, Winnie and Sander. Then coming in with $60.33, Theodora Dorinda Ognena, O-N-G-E-N-A, Ognena.
That decanting as well.
Of course it is. Happy birthday, Adam. Greetings from Austria.
You've been decanted.
We're nationwide, baby.
Wow, we're spanning the globe.
We are. Anne-Marie Gibbs.
Yes.
Have we decanted Anne-Marie Gibbs?
Anne-Marie always... comments on the newsletter.
Okay. Well, she sent $60 for my birthday, so I'm going to decant her just in case.
You've been decanted.
And then coming in with the striper donation. There he is, the boost. My best friend, Pastor Jimmy. Adam, congrats on leveling up. level 6 and you're in the club. Tina, you nailed it on the birthday surprise party. Well done. Enjoy the tropics. K-Y-B-O, he says. Then we have, this is nice, 60,600 sats from Iris. Iris, Void Zero's wife.
Oh, decanting too.
No, she's donated before.
Mm.
She's donated
before. Oh, she has? Okay.
Yeah. Gefeliciteerd, Adam, and gefeliciteerd met je man, Tina. Did you understand
that? All I understand is Tina.
Congratulations, Adam. And Tina, congratulations with your husband. Oh. She's a Dutch. Yes. You know, the Dutch always congratulate the entire family. I wish you a great day together and a lovely year, of course. Groetjes from Iris. Thank you very much, Iris. So sweet of you. PCP comes in with 20,000 sats. Happy birthday, Adam. Take all my sats. We will. Ashley Wright.
PCP.
PCP.
Does PCP need to be decanted?
I think PCP needs decanting.
You've been decanted.
Hey, there's got to be some more salmon yays coming up pretty soon.
Well, they have to do their accounting.
And
Marco, I have not sent you glass.
I don't want to say anything.
Between the birthday
your excuse,
party.
No, your excuse.
And going
your
to excuse. Mexico.
Of
and,
course.
I'm like, I'm stressed.
Your life is so hard.
What?
What? Ashley Wright comes in with her $7. Thank you, Ashley. 10,000 from Comic Strip Blogger, who says, happy 60th, Adam. From MTV VJ to podcasting pioneer, you've been the soundtrack to our digital lives. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. Well, he's been part of that soundtrack longer than I've known you. Comic Strip Blogger has been in my life.
Yes.
7777, a mini striper boost from Sir Brian with one eye.
He's like a cyclops.
He says,
Brian the Cyclops.
He says, y'all were talking about strange places your dad took you to. This was
inserting himself in the question of the week.
As always, when I was in sixth grade, my dad took me to Hooters and said, don't tell your mom. Oh, but dad messed up because he bought me a Hooters t-shirt, forgetting that mom does all the laundry. I think that was the same year when my parents opened my backpack and found a Playboy that I bought from a friend who stole it from his dad. In the evening, y'all, he says. Hold on a second. Where did I bring the in the evenings?
Yeah. In the evening!
I even brought the jingles with us.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Brian. Kevin Hallisey? Hallisey?
Decanting.
Yes, crazy. 62, 60 sats.
You've been decanted.
Congratulations to Adam for hitting the big 6-0, 60-60, because twice is nice, and 200 more to publicize the upcoming 200th episode of Fun Fact Friday with Layla and David. Great shows around in the V for V universe. Oh, I think he asked me to do a special recording. Will you remind me to do that for them?
We met them in...
Yes, in South Carolina.
Yes.
Yes, I think... I hope I can remember to do this.
Oh, gosh. I have to remember to get the glasses out. I can't remind you.
I can't remind you of anything.
Write a note.
There's no more bandwidth. 60-60 from Pastor Comsey.
Aw.
Oh, God, he says, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, yes. We pray, on your servant Adam as he begins another year. Grant that he may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen his trust in your goodness all the days of his life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Happy birthday, Adam, Pastor Cohn. Thank you, brother.
Nice.
I really appreciate
thank
that.
You.
I got so many emails from people and a lot of tweets, you know, a lot of people just saying hi, but these many beautiful emails.
Yeah, because really. You're loved, babe.
Well, it's just nice. It's really nice. 1777 from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Oh, TJ, how's that baby?
Yes, finally someone points out the Star Wars sound effect. That's right, from the Godshot. I was starting to accept y'all had zero old Star Wars fans. Was surprised y'all didn't recognize it either, though. It was from episode 4, A New Hope. Okay, he's going a little deep on the Star Wars, though. I mean, I wasn't even born when that was made. Old KTLD Flushing Karma jingle, please. P.S. I have other jingle ideas, but I had to put them in the freezer for later. Too much going on.
Yeah, he's got a little baby.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Here's the Karma jingle.
Keep the lid down.
You've got Karma.
Thank you, Sir TJ. I'm sure you are very busy. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4 from Salty Crayon.
Oh.
He says, in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Happy birthday to the only and coolest podfather in the universe, AC, KTLD, and go podcasting. Oh, I'll do a KTLD. I'll do a KYBO as long as I'm at it. A 1,000 from Adam 287. He says, I have a question for Adam. Could you tell us the difference of your experience between watching service and attending service?
Oh.
Also, he says, I upgraded Sir TJ and myself to the Founders Bible. Oh, that's a great Bible.
Oh, excellent.
It is night and day. When I was, and at a certain point, God just told me, he says, you can get up early.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You can get up early. You can get up early and do your prep and then go to church and then come back and finish up. It works out. It is day and night. I mean, and, you know, the church is really meant to be in the community and just all the worship and the and being together and seeing everybody and having that physical proximity.
They're our family.
Yes,
your community, your church community is family.
Yes. And so, I mean, the difference is just, you can't even explain it.
It's night and day.
It is night and day. So,
I'm going to be watching it on Sunday.
Of course.
But it's nothing like being there.
No.
Yeah.
But in a pinch,
I'll be singing along.
Yeah, of course you will. A super mini striper boost from Dee's Laughs. He says, so much joy and vibes. Thank you, Dee's.
He needs a decanting too.
No, Dee's Laughs is donated before.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Come on, man. I remember more about this.
Sorry.
Then we have Winnie.
Oh, Winnie again?
Maybe this is Winnie. She says, hi, Adam and Tina. I have no clue how the sats and boosts work, so I'll give it a try. Hope it works. Thanks for another lovely episode. Also need to change my username, but it's Winnie. She came in as user 53003666.
She's so sweet.
Is that Winnie from Sander? Who donated for her?
I believe it's the same Winnie.
Well, congratulations on coming through, Winnie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to decant Winnie.
Decanted.
She figured it out. She actually used the modern podcast app. And that's it.
Did you get Ashley Wright?
I did.
You did?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, I did. Thank you all so much. It's so wonderful to get all of these boosts and this value.
It means a lot to us.
And all the notes. It does.
Thank you.
It's really fantastic. Thank you. We appreciate it.
And I will
continue
with the podcast until further notice.
What is that supposed to mean, until further notice?
Remember when I was losing my joy? I found my joy.
You got your joy, girl.
I got my joy.
Yeah, I can tell you got your joy. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's do the question of the week.
You know what? It's time for.
Oh, yeah.
The question of the week.
Actually, I thought I was supposed to have it done, but
I did it.
I know you did.
The question of the week.
Can't wait to find out how you embarrass me this time.
It's not always embarrassing.
Well, it's not embarrassing, but
that is one of my favorite jingles.
Isn't it great?
And Clint did that, right? Clint, Sir Brian with One Eye's roommate did it. He'll add all this to his, whatever. I'm not even going there. Okay.
It's time for the question of the week.
You ready?
Tina asked the question. She already knows the question, so her answer is ready.
Okay.
So it's really just to try and
get to know us. It's not to embarrass you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You always have good stories like burning people's houses down.
With fireworks.
And breaking and entering.
No one needs to be reminded of that. Okay.
Okay. What is one of your fondest memories with your sisters?
Oh,
good question, right?
Wow. Fondest memory with my sisters.
I've got mine if you want me to go first while you're
thinking.
Please do,
but
will you listen to me while you're thinking?
I'm listening. Yes, okay. I'm listening to you.
My sister Laura and I, who's my oldest sister, she's 20 months older than me. I cannot remember how old we were. Maybe 8 and 10. We were young. And my mom would give us like, I don't know, 50 cents, maybe a quarter, I don't know. And we would put our bathing suits on, grab our towels, and we would walk a mile and a half to the community pool. And we would go to the pool and we would hang out there and swim. We'd walk, we'd go across the tracks, the woods. And we would hang out all day at the pool.
And how old were you?
Like
at this
8 and 10? Wow. 9 and 11?
That's what we used to do as children.
Yes. And so then we would go. So we'd be at the pool for, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. We'd leave and we'd go across the street and we'd go buy. We'd go to this like ice cream shop, this soft serve ice cream shop. And we would buy either ice cream or candy because my mom gave us a quarter or something. And inevitably when we would walk back, the Baptists would stop us in the park and ask us
for money.
Ask us if we were saved. And we always had to dodge them.
Like, oh, there's the Baptist. Like,
and then we would go back after, and we would be like, okay, we can't swim for an hour because we ate something.
Yeah, because you get a cramp and you we might drown. Something. Yeah, exactly.
And then we would, at the end of the day, we'd pack everything up and walk back home and go, you know, it was like a mile and a half. And that was one of my fondest memories because we were gone all day. But the innocence of being able, two little girls walking, yes, crossing the tracks,
back
going
in the
through
day.
The woods.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finding our way by ourselves. Mm. It's crazy. Crazy.
I have a very odd story.
Oh, goodness.
And Tiffany and Willow will crack up when I tell this story. So my parents, we were all very young. I don't know how young, but my parents at a certain point, they were into land. And they wanted to buy some land.
Uh-huh.
And so in the weekend, we're going to go look at land.
Oh.
And we'd all pile into the station wagon, the three of us. And we'd drive for hours into the woods of Virginia. Like, what are we doing? We're looking for land. And it was boring and it was tedious. And Tiffany all of a sudden decided she really had to go to the bathroom. And my mom was like, this is so stupid. It is a fond memory, though. It's kind of dumb and kind of disgusting. But so Tiffany goes to the bathroom on a rock. And then I, of course, come along like, this is cool. And I put another rock on top of it, flatten it. And then I get a stick and I chased my sisters around with the poop on the stick. And we still to
what?
This day laugh about that story. As I told you, you kind of had to be there.
That's one of your fondest memories?
Because it was something, in a weird way, it was a very bonding moment. Because we were so
that
bored.
That is so weird.
We were so bored of this stupid land search. Like, oh, now we have something. In my day, we had poop on a stick and we were happy. We were happy with it.
Wasn't there something, was one of your sisters something to do with mayonnaise? Wasn't there a story with one of your sisters with mayonnaise?
No, that's not a fond memory.
Oh,
That's a different story.
Oh, okay.
That's a psychological trick I played on Willow.
Oh.
Whole different story. She's smiling right now because we know
Willow
she listens.
To the show,
she does.
So.
She does. She does. Sorry. I mean, I just got to be honest.
That's a weird story, but okay.
It was a fond moment. It was.
Chasing your sisters around with poop. Okay. It all makes sense now.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Sorry, everybody. That's you ask me with a question of the week. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, darling.
Right,
thank you for such a fantastic, fantastic birthday
celebration.
Hey,
welcome to the club.
That's the only downers. I got to put that 6 now.
Yeah, you got to keep scrolling. You're in a new age bracket, 60 to 69. Yeah, I know.
And you have to register for something online. It's like
scroll up
all the way down. Tina Marie Curry, I love you with all my heart.
I love you too, my sweet.
You are amazing.
Oh, you are too. You deserve all the joy and happiness forever and ever.
I want to share that with you.
Nope. I'm here, baby. I'm not going anywhere.
And we'll be back at home base next week. Join us there.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
See you then, everybody.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
The Curry and the Keeper.